Got it, Rex. Okay. All good. Give me 2 seconds. Let me just open up the computer. Alright, easy. And what was your name, sorry? David, and last name? Sorry, did you say David Bell? Oh, Bills. Yep, sorry. Yeah, and it's the white STI. Yep, all good. All right, so we've got on here top radiator tank's very discolored, and the bottom hose starting to leak. So I need a radiator and a pair of hoses. Yep, easy. And does it need a service as well, or just a radiator? All good. Yeah, so we'll just do the radiator for now. Yeah, we can do a service and the radiator on the same day. That's easy. On the notes here, we've got you due for a H major. Did you want us to do that instead? That's just a minor service and brake fluid. So we can do all that on the same day. Yeah, easy. Next available would be start of December, so December 2nd on a Tuesday. I can't do the Monday. I can do any day that week except for the Monday. Or any day the week after. Wednesday, so the 3rd. Done. Easy. I've got you down for Wednesday 3rd. So we're doing a H major and the radiator. Yeah. You can go to a Process West, which is a slight upgrade from factory, or the next step from there would be go to a front mount. The front mount will get rid of all the heat soak, obviously. The Process West, a tiny bit, so maybe a couple hundred RPM. Yeah, worst case, you might get 500 RPM, depending on the setup, but nothing wild. I'd probably just leave it for now. Yeah, we'll have a look if something else is going on there, but no, it's pretty normal. Not really. The only thing you can do is, yeah, step it up to a Process West, which is pretty expensive. They're like $1,500, and you're only going to get some change, but it's still a steel intercooler on top of your engine. The only option is to go to the front mount if you want to get rid of that completely. Yeah, so if it was me, I'd probably leave it. You can do... Nah, there's nothing really you can do with the stock... Yeah. Nah, you've already got a heat shield on there. Yeah. Exactly. So the stock STI one's about 300 kilowatts that it can make, whereas the Process West is up to like 320, 330. So very minimal gains Like, you're not going to make that power with the Interclaw, but I'm just saying, like, that's their sort of capacity. So it's not a... Yeah, that's where they top out, which isn't a lot, whereas the front mount doesn't really top out. That'll just carry on, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Cost-wise, supplied and fitted is probably closer to 3K. Yeah. So the actual kit, I think, is 2,300. And then there's about 4 hours, 5 hours to fit it. And then the retune on top of that, yeah. So you ended up around 3K. Yeah. Top mount fitted is probably around 1,800. Can if you want, they're just a lot more expensive. So we've got those here. So the difference is they've got higher cooling capacity. On a street car, absolutely zero difference. Like, you're not going to notice anything. On a track car or something pushing big power, that's when it sort of, you know, that's where the difference comes in. For anything, if it is, it is yours just like a daily or for something daily, I'd probably recommend just staying with the plastic one. Only because the aluminiums, they don't actually last forever. So they do eventually, you know, start leaking and, you know, wearing out. Whereas the plastic ones, they're a lot cheaper. So we normally recommend doing them every 5 years. So it's just, yeah, there's one less cost, if that makes sense. If you wanted to go for an aluminium, we're happy to fit one. It's just, it's another probably, I reckon, $500-$600 over the other one, and the lifespan's not a lot longer. It will last longer, it's just not like, it's not going to last forever. On a street car, I'd just go plastic. The cost difference is about $500. Plastic one fit in the about 900, so that's labor, hoses, coolant, and radiator, so 900 supplied and fitted. And then the aluminium is probably about 1,400. Roughly, yes, the aluminium might last a few extra years. Yeah, pretty much. It's about 500. So you end up about 1,400 anyway. Yeah. All right, done. Easy. All good. Thanks. See ya.